community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this morning, we've actually got Tracy Cunningham, who's the manager of the day therapy unit at St Francis Hospice. Morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Very windy out there, isn't it?
Just a little bit.
What was that? I saw you walk past with your umbrella inside out, collecting rain.
I certainly was.
So, before we start talking about Dying Matters Week, what does the day therapy unit actually do at St Francis?
Well, day therapy services is we offer assessment clinics for patients and their carers, and we offer specialist therapeutic. So people will come for an assessment, and then we have 8 weekly sessions. But we also support, and we have a drop-in clinics, and my various colleagues, family support, the occupational therapist, physiotherapist, have a multitude of sessions that they run, so like breathtaking group, creative therapy, creative writing. So there's many things that actually go on. It's really about people coming to see sort of what day therapy is able to offer, but also as too. And people, though, for 8 weeks they will come, then they'll reassess every week, so then they'll be they can continue for a further 8 weeks. But some people just want to come and for a short period, then they may dip in and then and re-attend. And we're actually looking at doing some outreach rather than just at the hospice, in local areas.
How long have you been doing this?
The hospice has been running for obviously over 30 years now.
Yeah.
Traditionally people were known as day hospice services. Yeah. So it's really working in conjunction with the community services, so the GP, the district nurses, community teams, a community team which Leslie manages. So for a number of years, but the structure's changed a little bit because it used to be for all day people could come.
So when did you start with St Francis Hospice?
I only started last March, so I'm quite new to St Francis, but I've worked in other areas.
Well, it must be quite a rewarding job to do because you're helping people and giving them happiness in the last months, weeks or days of their life. So you must get quite a bit of reward out of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I've been nursing over 30 years, and my passion around supporting patients and their carers, as do all the teams that I work with, and particularly the day therapy team. There's a deep-rooted passion to want to help and assist people. And at the end of the day, we're extremely privileged to be involved in people's lives. People do come to day therapy, and what we're hoping is, you know, that people come much earlier in their journey, because, you know, it's about the person. It's about getting to know them and their family. Often, you know, you may see people when they're quite advanced in their illness, but it's really still about getting to know what they was like as a person to others.
Now, we've had quite on the breakfast show, we've had quite a few chats with Peter Streams, and it's one of those subjects where everybody goes, they all get this feeling inside them. It's like it's a really weird sort of cringe subject, because you go, I don't want to talk about it. But it's something that's going to end up going for everybody. We're all going to die. Everybody is going to die one day. And I think the sooner we get over this almost uptightness, the better. And that's what Dying Matters Week is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with yourself. I mean, it is very taboo. There's no two ways about it.
No, they don't. It's almost as if I won't talk about it, it won't happen to me.
Absolutely, and it will happen quicker. And actually, you know, it is really around sort of, you know, talking about things much earlier, not necessarily when you're actually ill, and then, you know, when you're trying to do something when you're ill, you know, other things can kind of come into that. So, you know, we've all got a part to play about ourselves for, you know, the people around us as well. And when you think about women who have children.
Yeah.
I'm a parent, but just in terms of, you know, you do a birth plan. So, you know, really, but, you know, and that's really lovely and fun to do and exciting. It may go out the window, but, you know, you're trying to work towards that. But with a, you know, with not just a death plan, but really planning your future and what you want done. It isn't all about funerals and wills, which is equally important, but it's around what things you like, what things you don't.
Yeah.
and that's really, really important, but it is very taboo-ish. And sometimes when people are faced with, you know, an illness, that they have to kind of put all those things in order, sometimes that can make it a bit harder for people to then have to try and well, whereas you could actually have all that kind of already done before you know you're too unwell sometimes.
Well, I've actually been through this. My mother was diagnosed, she's not with us anymore. No. She was diagnosed with dementia possibly 5, maybe 6 years before she actually passed.
No.
And right at the start, when the doctor told her, she sat me down and she explained to me that things are going to get hard and they're going to get rough, but you have to make whatever decisions you have to make.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about me because I won't be thinking straight. Mm. Make the right decisions. So, and that really, seriously, that really, really eased it.
Mm.
That eased such a burden making decisions for somebody else at that point in their life.
Absolutely. And it is, it's really hard when you're having to do that. And what you've just described, you know, it's really good that you're able to talk openly, you know. But not everyone is able to do that. But that does lessen that burden,
it does,
at that time. Because when anyone does die, you know, sadly that can be quite upsetting, and your mind can be in various places. So you know, to have all that kind of, you know, put aside and actually managed is really important.
Yeah.
But dying matters. I mean, dying matters is raising the profile and the public awareness. So it's about talking about things, it's around planning, and it's about living. You know, it isn't just about, you know, dying. It's around the talking and the planning, which is really, really important.
Making plans for the end of your life, whether you see it coming or not, is irrelevant, I think. I think it's quite important. They have got a website, Dying Matters website. It's dyingmatters.org. Go and have a look at that. Basically, it's a coalition of 30,000 members across England and Wales, and they aim to help people talk more openly about dying, death and bereavement, and to make plans for the end of life. And that is really, really important. I know, because I've been through that situation. Mm. So what does St. Francis Hospice hope in their hearts, what outcome would you like to see from this Dying Matters Week?
Well, I think it's important to say that obviously St. Francis Hospice is working with, you know, with colleagues and with partners in various areas. And we've got a whole week planned of joint partnership working with our colleagues. And we're hoping that really, you know, as part of those, you know, that are going on in various areas, you know, actually raise the profile and people can, you know, open these discussions and have, you know, just really start planning and talking really with you know, people around them.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, it's not just the hospice. You know, it's around, you know, GPs, district nurses, hospital staff, social care, the voluntary sector organisations, all that play a massive part. But it's really overall about the public and around getting them to talk about it. You know, and we have got various events, and I can talk about a few of those if
yeah that's helpful. Fine, it's lovely.
So we have got events leading up to you know, quite a big event on Friday, but there's events going on at Queen's Hospital, and there's events going on at King George's Hospital. We've actually got a bus, a Red Route Master bus, going around to, we've got Ilford on Tuesday from 10 till 3 near Argos. We've got it going into Romford on Wednesday, and again on Saturday. we've got a big activity day at the hospice shop in the High Street of Brentwood.
Yeah.
And with that, we've got the Mayor of Brentwood coming down. And for those fans, Towie fans, we've got Harry coming as well. And that's the relaunch of the shop. But there'll be some nursing staff in the shop and that to be able to, you know, talk with people and again, you know, looking at planning and living. And there's various other events going on, mainly in Upminster around Wheels and Lasting Power of Attorney. And we've got various things. And at the hospice, we've got tomorrow in the day therapy unit from 11 till 4. So again, it's raising the profile. And we've got lots of, you know, little cards and little things that people can take as well. So it isn't about, you know, having that intense discussion there and then.
Yeah,
around taking the information and then hopefully sharing it with others. And we've got little cafes going on on the bus and different things.
Well, all these events are really, really good because it helps you broach the subject a little bit slower than just sort of like walking into a brick wall. Right, now when I die, you don't want that over a cup of tea while you're halfway through EastEnders.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to take it slowly into the subject, to broach it really, really, really good, I think. The St Francis Hospice website is sfh.org.uk. Are all the events on there?
They should be. Some of the events should be on there.
You've got an email address on there as well, so you can email any questions that you have. That website address is sfh.org.uk. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for coming in with us, and we wish you all the very, very best because we know that the hospice needs as much money as it can possibly get, and you can actually donate on the website as well. So that website again is sfh.org.uk. Tracy, thanks ever so much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.